The 9 days, Rabbi said, the 9 days. It's very difficult to avoid. Osman's very, very chosh v'yid. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz, very, very chosh v'yid in Yerushalayim, Mekubal. He's lately become quite famous, actually. He's a Mekubal in Yerushalayim. I used to go to his Tuesday Vadim. He's become quite famous. I think the women's Tisha B'Av, often international, he often speaks, and he's very, very special person, really, really special person. His name is Reb Gamliel Rabinovitz. He's Yerushalmi, he's a Mekubal, he's one of those people that he's a very special person. So I asked him once, the following question I asked him once, this is going back when I was a Bocha, when my grandmother was Nifta, I was very sad. I knew my grandmother very well, and I was very close to her, and I used to speak to her a lot. I was a Bocha when she was Nifta. Her yard side triggers some thoughts in that when I think about her. My grandmother, her yard side means nothing, very little to me. It's just a date that I just happen to know, but it has very little meaning. Great great grandmother, I wouldn't know when a yard side is because I had no relationship to her, so it's very meaningless to me. So how we expect it when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, something which took place long before we were born, how we expect it to have any emotions and how we expect it to do anything. How we expect it. It's long before our days. So he replied to me, in short, because it was a whole concept, but he said that the idea is that a person should realize that there is a loss. A person has to realize that there is something that exists, third, which we don't have anymore. And just the understanding that there was once something really, really, really special, which is no more, that itself, is what is expected of us. Expectation is not that we burst out in tears. We're not going to do that. It's very hard. But if you just realize that there was once that we are lacking something, we're just lacking something. It's like a person who is never born with a serious physical disability. Nebuch. So he may be, whatever, he may not see Chalila, or he may not be able to do certain. So he's disabled, he physically is disabled. May not be particularly bothered about it because he just was born with it, but he's, in real terms, he's disabled. So same as we should also realize that we are born without that. We should have the understanding that there is really a void. And the main thing, of course, is that the halachas that we keep in the 9 days, it should not just be the halachas, but it should actually do something in our heart. Rabbi, I need to clarify something and rectify something. I'm so pleased that some people were ma'ira. My question that last year, we spoke about the why is it? You remember I left with I mentioned a question in Shir about if a person says Shema. Do you remember? A person says Shema before Nacht. What's the halacha in terms of half an hour before eating? Half an hour, you know, being allowed to eat melachas. Somebody says Shema before Nacht. Do you remember we spoke about it? I asked the question. Mishneh Berurah says in the name of Achronim that if somebody says Shema before Nacht, then the halachas of not being allowed to eat half an hour before Shema doesn't apply. Remember we spoke about that? So the question was why? He didn't fulfill mitzvah Shema yet. Do you remember we spoke about that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember that we learned the halacha when he's not allowed to eat half an hour before? When you haven't fulfilled mitzvah Shema, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to start a meal. Oh, very good, very good. That's exactly it. Half an hour before Zman of Shema, you're not allowed to eat proper meal because Higia Zman Shema. Time has come and you're allowed to start eating now. Okay. So the Mishneh Berurah, however, said, you remember that, Chaim Yishuai? So the Mishneh Berurah says, in the name of Achronim, what happens if you said Shema early before Nacht? It's fine. So the question was, why? You didn't fulfill mitzvah Shema. Shema is only by tzitzit kechoven. So what does it help, the fact that you said Shema? We all need to say Shema per Nacht. So what is it? Yeah, remember that. We spoke about that. So I would like to thank Paul Schenholz, who sent the text to answer that question. Yeah. As well as a big time at Chochem here, who I clarified this matter, spoke in great detail to the Shul Steinberg, who's Oshkol downstairs,
spoke to him in great detail about this, and it came out for the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. That's what comes out, that yes, indeed, and that's what Benji Goldberg also pointed out, actually in the text, that it turns out that the Mishnah Berurah is paskens that there is authorities, there is some authorities hold that you can, there is authorities hold that you, from Plaga Mincha Redi Yoytze Mitzvah Shema. We don't paskin like that, but there is such opinions that from Plaga Mincha up, you can already daven, you can say Yoytze Shema. And it looks like we are relying on those opinions in terms of that Issa. So though those opinions hold, that's it, you can already fulfill mitzvah, it's not only Ma'ir, but you can fulfill mitzvah Shema already at that time. Yeah, and I'm going to add even more than that, I'm going to add to your question that it says explicitly in Shulchan Aruch that you need to say Shema by Nacht, the Pasuk says, Uvishoch b'chof kumecha, Zman kira Shema b'layla, Mishas etziya shlo shikichovim. So the answer is that those opinions hold, that's already called the night time. That's already the next day. After Plag is already the Zman of Ma'ariv and the Zman of Shchiva and the Zman of Nacht. That's what those opinions hold. Yes, yeah, so we don't pass like that normally, but in terms of the Issa of eating, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is made.
Is that based on, who doing the Kabbalah?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, and the Taz seems to pass like that. Yes, so the answer is yes. The answer is yes. In terms of all the Isurim of 9 days, they will only start from Shkia Sachama. Even if you said Marv, they will not affect it. Yeah. Okay. It's a bit like we find about the 3 weeks also, and that's a bit confusing. In terms of the 3 weeks, when do the 3 weeks start? With Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. But Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, when do you start fasting? When do you start fasting? In the morning. But are you allowed to shave your beard and have a haircut on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz by night? When does it start? It starts by Shkia. He said the 3 weeks, Alokh of the 3 weeks starts by Shkia. Some are even lenient until Nacht. Nacht is a bit problematic, but certainly Shkia, but in the morning, although the fast only starts by day. Similarly, also when it comes to halachos of 9 days, halachos of 9 days, even if you have ma'ariv, they won't affect it, but halachos start only by Shkia Sechamot. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we are up to Simon Reish Lamed Hei, and we're up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we're learning, that Lachat Chilat Zoy Chaliko is Kia Shema, Miyat Betzei Zikichom, that's the top of page Kuf Nun. Have you got it? Ideally, should say Shema when? By Nacht, immediately by Nacht. So, straight away when it's Nacht. What time is Nacht tonight? What was Nacht yesterday? What's Shabbos? 10 past 10. So, straight after that, drop everything and say Shema. So, you should say straight away by Nacht. But the time really is until Chatzia Laila. What's the other word of Chatzia Laila? Chatzois, midnight. Vim Ova! And if you miss the opportunity to say Ma'ariv then, to say Shema then, Ve'echa, and you delayed, Ve'koro, and you said Shema, Ad Shlo Yolo Amud HaShachar, before Halois HaShachar, Yotzede Chobos Yotze B'Di'evet. So ideally you say it straight away, and B'Di'evet, you say it Ad Chatzois, and even more B'Di'evet, you can say it until Halois HaShachar. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton chavov." Mia betzitz kichav. Why do you say it straight away? There's reason makdim lemitzvahs because reason makdim lemitzvahs. I remember I asked once a rav in Switzerland when I was a bocher, Rabbi Levi, asked him once. So what does that mean that if you're learning, if you've got night seder, say you daven ma'ariv early, and you're davening and you're learning later, and you have a chavusav until 10:30. Does that mean at 10 past 10? You have to stop learning and say Shema because of what Shulchan Aruch says. Or can you delay until 10:30? So if you're available, if you're not available, reason doesn't apply. It's good enough. Okay, the answer, you're right. So you don't have to drop everything literally. He has reason makdim le mitzvahs, but if it's more convenient to do it a bit later, it's also fine. But I think what's important, what do you think about relying on Kiryas Shema Shel Amitah? So say in the winter, when Nacht is at, what's the earliest, like Hanukkah time? What time is Nacht, Hanukkah time? When? 4:45. So, and you said, let's say you didn't daven Ma'ariv then. You daven Ma'ariv before Nacht. You daven Ma'ariv, Minchamav, you daven before Nacht. And now you've got another 6 hours until you're going to say Kiryas Shema Shel Amitah. What do you think about that?
Not very Jesus-tick.
Right. So here, one could argue that based on the Shulchan Aruch, that Shulchan Aruch says, "Tchilat tzorich likos kiryas shema miyad betzikachovim," one could argue that it's if feasible at all, one should attempt to say Shema earlier. It's one thing if you're waiting 20 minutes, but if it's from 4:45, you're davening Ma'ariv then, and it's before Nacht, and until it's a Kiryas Shema Shel Amitah, it's 10, 11 o'clock in the evening, so that might not be quite the best fulfillment of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs, and if possible at all, one should try to say Shema earlier than that. Yeah. Sif Dalet. Okay, Rabbi, so let's see if I've got this still, that map that we gave out last week. Does anybody have it still? Can I just check if it's on it? Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to... Okay, can you see? I'm sorry for stealing it. I know, that's not really... It's not very nice. Okay, I've got Netzach Hamo and Alois HaShacha. What time is Alois HaShacha on this one? 6 o'clock. And Netzach Hamo is 7 o'clock a.m. What, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Okay, Kiryas Shema Shel Aviz Ach Sholam Udashacha Kodem Anetzach Hamo." So between 6 and 7 o'clock, we said Shema. You totally forgot to say Shema the whole night. You are flying, or you are busy, or you're out of your regular schedule. What could have been another example? You got knocked out. I don't know. You had an opera. I don't know what it could have been. And now you're between. It's only 6:30 a.m. You realize, oh, what about Shema? So he says now, "Akoy ki Hashma shel Avis Ach Sholam Udashacha Kodem Anetzachamo Perishitiyas Achamo Meinenei Tzuarim Oynim Lo Yotzei Chavosoim." You're not Yotzei really if you say it after Alois. After Alois, you're not Yotzei. Helem Keno Yonus. But if you're on Oynes, if it's with us beyond your control, the fact that you missed Ma'ariv until now, so Kigoin such as Shikoyer, he got Shik on Purim. And he suddenly woke up at 6:30. Oh, what happened? That was a good one. Then, you had an operation and you were not well and you now woke up at 6:30 a.m. Then you should say Shema at 6:30. But if you just was pure, undiluted negligence, you won't be able to be Yotze after Alois HaShacha. If you're on Oynes and you're saying Shema at 6:30, then lo yom Ashkevenu, do not say Ashkevenu. Why not Ashkevenu? Why can't he say Ashkevenu at 6:30 a.m.? That's right. Ashkevenu is not. It's about lying down, about going to rest, and it doesn't apply. Kim the olam udashacha einu zman shchiva. Since it's the time that amudashacha, that people generally tend to get up and not go to bed, so it's not called zman shchiva, and you can't say Ashkevenu then. Aval shabochus. But with regards to other brachas, da'ainu shtaim shlifnei kiyashma, such as the two brachas said before kiyashma, ve'birkas emes ve'emuna, and the bracha after kiyashma, ad ashkevenu til ashkevenu, oima, you can't say. So Rabbi Yisai, after Alois HaShachar, Rabbi Yisai, very important halacha. And certainly after Chatzos. Tom, have you ever said Maghrib after Chatzos? Uncle Chasna, I don't know. Exactly. On the hike, right. Okay. So these things, right? So you say Ma'ariv, so that you can say after Netz, you certainly can still say all the brachas regular. It's not a problem. You have a 1 o'clock Ma'ariv. By the way, if you ever miss Ma'ariv, the latest Ma'ariv, there's plenty of Ma'arivs until deep 2 or 3 o'clock a.m. Go to Pinter's in Stamford Hill. His Ma'ariv keeps going and on and on and on. So pretty much every half an hour. So, yeah, pardon? So if you after Chatzos, there's no issue whatsoever. After Chatzos, you could say all the brachas regular, even Ashkevenu. The question is after Alois. What's Alois today? What time is Alois today, roughly? It's very early. So after 4:30-ish, yeah, so the halacha then is that you can't say Ashkivim anymore because it's not regular time to lie down. It's getting light. Now you can't really, it's not as much Shchiva. So you can't really say Ashkivim anymore, but you can still say the relevant brachas if it happened and you're still up and you haven't done Maariv and you're Chole or Shikha or whatever. You're after Alois, you could still say Maariv, you could still say Shema with the brachas, just omit Ashkivim. What after Netzachama? After that, you certainly can't say Shachas anymore, you can't say Shema. You can't say Maariv anymore, you can't say Shema, yeah. No, you should omit. You should leave it. Yeah. You should leave it, absolutely. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed tells us, Lo yotzeh da'afta min ha'Torah k'rinah b'shach v'chad ha'neit. Really, until Netz m'toreisle, from Torah perspective, it's called Zman Shechiva, the time of lying down, even until Netz. Mishum de'iket ha'miktas ha'noshim she'gonu b'yishayta. There are still people who are still sleeping until Netz. Mikol makir mehechadolo itnes pitlochomim menu mitzis ki ha'shema ad she'ach ha'kolkach v'enu yitzit ha'chov v'shu b'kiyoso. He said that really, it's called Zman Shechiva until Netz. But the Chachamim took that away. You can't say, do you think it's right to say Shema before Netz? It's too late already. It's getting light. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, from the Torah perspective, it's considered night. But no, Chachamim didn't allow any Shema to take place after Alois. What do you think about that? Make sense? Yeah? So after Alois, Madeira, yeah. But, yeah. Unless you are, as we just mentioned, unless you are oynes, then chachomim who are mekel. Rabbi Yisrael, interesting shayla that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was asked. You have got an option. We said that ideally you should say Shema before Chatzos. Emari before Chatzos. Okay, what happens if you're flying? Or you're in a train? Or, let's say flying is a good one. Did you ever fly by night? Fly by night? Night flights? Yeah. Okay, imagine you're flying and for some reason, or you're in a bus, in a coach. Okay? You can't get out of your place. You've got two options. You can either daven now the entire Maariv whilst sitting, and you are before Chatzos. Or, alternatively, you're going to wait until you can get out of your place, your landing, or your arrived destination, and then you'll be able to say Shmoyne Eser whilst standing in the correct posture, but it's going to be after Chatzos. What is better?
It's better to say it before Chatzos, because it's the correct time.
Correct time.
You're calm because of your position, not standing up.
Better before Chatzos, even though you're sitting. Yeah. Okay. So you say better to sit down. Would you agree to that? Simply agree to that. Better sitting down before Chatzos, or you better land and you're going to have Maariv there standing. Sitting. After Chatzos, standing is better. Okay. Reb Shlomo Zalman paskens that it is better. It is better, Shem Zaman Paskens, indeed, it is better to say before Chatzos. It's better to say Maariv before Chatzos, even though you're sitting. There are cholkim, but it's better. Pardon? It's not covered. Yeah, but you're right, but it could be that. Right, you're right, Tovid. It is true that it's not ideal way of doubling Shemona Esser. But from here we are seeing how Shem Zaman looks at the Ikkes man of Maariv. To daven with the Ikkes man of Maariv, which is before Chatzos, is doicha even the correct position of Maariv. It is doicha, because the Ikkes man is important. It's important. I remember I heard from, in Kol, I heard a vort from a Choshev Oivet Hashem, Kol Befaim, and he told me once, now imagine somebody would ask you, your father, not somebody, imagine your father would ask you for a cup of tea, or for a cup of water, and he asked you, well, I'm a bit thirsty, can you give me a cup of drink? And then the son
then says, okay, Daddy, I'll bring it, but I'll bring it soon. Give me 10 minutes. I'll do it soon. Or, you know, give me half an hour. I'll bring it. I'm just busy with something. I'm just busy. I'm just organizing my things. I'll get to you in half an hour. So he says, is there no, he says, you're better off. It's like a patch upon him. He's like a patch upon him. I was in Yiddish. He said, you might as well slap your father in the face. He asks you, he's thirsty, he wants a cup of water. So you do it straight away. Of course, if there's an oinus or something, it can happen. But if your father asks something, you do it straight away. It's a lack of respect. The fact that you're pushing off something, that itself is showing a lack of respect. This is the explanation. So I want to say, this is the explanation of Zizim Akhtim Limits with regards to Ma'ir. Of course, you can do it later as well. But the Bereshit says, the Ikizman of Ma'ir. The Ikizman of Ma'ir is straight away banacht. That's the Ikizman. So of course you could do it later as well. You can even do it after Chatzos. You know what? If you're an Onit, you can even do it after Alois. But it's not right. There's a Zman now. Zman, it's inappropriate to push it off and off and off. Carry on waiting and waiting and waiting. It's not right. And the Noch, it's even worse. If you're waiting until, if you're bringing extra special tea, with extra special taste, with extra special sugar, brought with some cakes and biscuits, then okay, you can hear it's worth waiting half an hour. But if it's going to be a cup of water, a normal cup of water, you could have bought that half an hour earlier as well. So he said that, you know, if the Ma'ariv that you're going to do at 12:30 midnight, 1 o'clock a.m., is going to be the Ma'ariv, the Welts Ma'ariv, a Ma'ariv with all the Kavonas and all the Kivunim and all the Zachen Kavon, then it's one. But it's going to be a regular Ma'ariv, so you might as well do that early as well. There's no reason to wait 4 hours for that. Oh, that's, no, then you should, then, if there is going to be with the minion, that's different. If you're going to have it with the minion, if you're convinced you're going to have it with the minion, then you should take a wait. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, good idea. Absolutely. Yeah, you could do that. But Reb Shlomo Zalman says that in terms of Ma'ariv as well, in terms of the Ikizman of Ma'ariv is also before Chatzos. Ikizman was also, so that's also, that would still be remain a problem. Yeah. That was just asked. Roiv Am itself, if it's a minion, then you're right. You should wait for after Chatzos. If you know you're going to have a minion. But if it's a Roiv Am, you now have a minion of 11 people, and then you're going to have a minion of 250 people, you're going to have the grace of his Medrash and belt, then that itself, that's a Hidur in Roiv Am, that wouldn't be pushed off. But if you have no minion now, and you know you're going to have a minion later, not a Sophic, you know you're going to have a minion later, then you should take a wait. Yeah.
Can you sit down for the Shemesh?
Yes, well? You could and you should, indeed.
Minchah is more important than where the Mark, because Mark is more voluntary, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, well, nowadays it's not voluntary anymore, but yes, you are right, it is more chamo.
You can sit down with Minchah and
Shemesh. Yeah, you could indeed, absolutely. Okay, right. Having said this, we're ready for Reish Lamed Vav, Birkes Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, page 300 on top. Sif Aleph, Be'erev, in the evening, Vorich Shtayim Lifnei Kriyas Shema, Pershut said two brachas before Kriyas Shema. What are the two brachas before Kriyas Shema? What are the two brachas before Shema? Banach. That's right, the two brachas. V'shtayim L'Achayon, two brachas after Shema. That's what we say every evening. Rabbi Yisrael, here there's a fascinating and famous Mishneh Berurah that many seem to get wrong. The Mishneh Berurah says over here in Sifkot Aleph, the minig is to say vurachum. Nusach Sfarad says more than that. What does Nusach Sfarad say?
Shema,
that's right. So Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention that here. But yes, that's the minig of... You have Nusach Sfarad? Yeah. Veda, and it seems, the Mishneh Berurah elba simen nun da b'Mishneh Berurah, b'Shem HaChoinim, the Acha b'Bochu Dino k'Emtza HaPerek. Rabbi Yisrael, these five words are really important. Hacha bochu dinoi ke'emtza perek. Mishneh Berurah says in the name of the Achronim that after having said bochu, it's as if you have emtza perek in the middle of a paragraph. Kiven she'on, I'm skipping the brackets. Ve'poshed elichalek ben shachiz la'arvis, lefi zetzorech lezor me'oit, you should be very careful, shelo lisape acha bochu da'arvis, you should not talk after having said bochu even by Ma'ariv. Even prior to starting the Bochah, Bochah to Hashem, Hashem Yidvorum Ma'ariv Arovim. If you intend to have Ma'ariv then.
him a tzibur with a minion. V'avnisenu rabim, and without great sins, ha'ba anoshim v'cholim zeh, many people seem to make a mistake. The rabbi said, Mishtabu is telling us over here, once you have said bochu, you are now as if you're in the middle of a paragraph. It's as if you're in the middle of a paragraph. So you can't, after bochu, do what some people do, Mishtabu says. Some people after bochu, what do they still speak. They say, I'll catch up. Yeah, just quickly get this organized. What? So the Mishnah says, no, you're in the middle of a paragraph now. Once you've said Bochum, once you've heard Bochum, you may not talk anymore whatsoever. It's in the middle of a paragraph.
But some people, it literally doesn't matter if early. So
yeah.
Before they walk out, they hear Bochum, and then they go and come back later for Marib. So they're interrupting, aren't they?
No, so it's only, Mishnah says, only if you're davening without Marib. If you're davening without Marib, then Bochum is considered in the middle of a paragraph. If it's not your Marib, then you just answer and you can ignore it, otherwise it doesn't apply to you.
But you meant to answer, aren't you, Baruch?
Yeah, you meant to answer. Very well done. You meant to answer, but you're not meant to, you're not connecting. It's not the halacha won't apply. Yeah.
Just another point. If you say the Baruch Hu's from the earlier Marim and you come later and you miss the Baruch Hu for the second Marim.
Yep.
You know, sometimes
you missed it, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to
say
Baruch Hu at the end.
Correct.
Like some people do.
Correct. That's right. You've got to, absolutely. This is correct.
So you're
this is correct.
That can't be logical because you said you're not connecting with Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
And you're davening Maariv later. So if you miss Baruch Hu later.
No, it's still.
Why would you not say Baruch Hu?
Yeah, no, because you've.
Because you've got a time gap.
I know, but it's not. It's still. It's one of the Dvorim Atunim Tzibur, and you've got it already. So it does. It does. It's a good, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that the Shtam is Asher Bidvorin, Avos Oilam, and Shtam Lachreo is Emes Ve'emuna, and Goal Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over here. Rabbi said we learned tonight that Lachatchila wants to daven Ma'ariv as early as possible by Nacht. But the ideal time is until Chatzos. If a person delays until Amud HaShachar, that's fine. After Amud HaShachar, it depends if it's a genuine oynes, like a choyle or a shikoye, he can still say Ma'ariv and Shema after Alois, but certainly not after Nates. So again, you're only if you're an absolute and genuine oynes, such as somebody in hospital or somebody who got drunk, only then you can say Shema after Alois HaShachar. You can't say Ashkivenu at that point anymore, but you can say still the brachas. If a person says Ma'ariv after Netzachamo is not Yotze, and we learned also that in the evening there's two brachas before and after Shema, and we learned also that after replying to Bochu, then it's considered like Emtza Perek. I wish you a good evening and a good Chodesh Rabbeinu.